underpaid, right? So I do the cliche thing of a house painting, right? That house painting saved my behind many times in my life. Everything else called me that someone needs a house painting. So how's the other guy look?
Like you killed somebody.
I said worse, yeah. Up to me and she said, well, that's great. Excuse me? She goes, did you kill? And I'm like, wow. What is up with this shirt? I said, I'm retiring this shirt.
Carbon footprint. Yeah, I think burning a Nike is probably puts as much crap in the air as driving a car.
Can you remember back in the 70s and 80s when they were burning LPs because of the content? Can you imagine how bad that was?
And because of disco. Right. Or they just crush them with disco. Do you hear about, remember, you weren't there at that baseball game where they crushed disco records when it was a riot?
No.
You ever hear about that? You know, disco sucks kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, something you would have enjoyed back in the day. I like disco a little bit, but you hate it. But I mean, there was a riot. People got so excited. Instead of bat day or whatever day at the ballpark, it was bring a disco record and we'll crush them. They didn't want to burn them. If you burn a few thousand vinyl records, you're going to choke the people in the stands. So they had a bulldozer and they were bulldozing them. And the people were so excited to destroy disco figuratively. People probably bought disco records.
Right.
I don't think the presidents ever really stimulate the economy, but I think they're really stimulated just by, like, you know, encouraging people to burn their Nikes and buy new ones.
Right.
So make America burn shoes again. They had the mini bats with them, they're bashing records, and a bunch of people got hurt. People ripped the chairs out. They had $250 million worth of damage to the stadium, and a lot of people got hurt. A lot of people got arrested.
Bad scene.
So don't do that, people. Yeah.
Don't do that at home or anywhere.
I saved a pigeon.
Okay, cool.
That's the biggest news of the day. I saved a pigeon.
Okay, cool.
My wife and I saved the pigeon. Oh, and then they blew it up. They blew up all the records. They crushed them and then they blew them up. Oh, and then the home team had to forfeit because the field was too messed up to play. Yeah, the White Sox forfeited to the Detroit Tigers.
I want to segue into that with a bird falling on this guy.
Yeah, that's a line too. I love that line.
You know, I'm talking to a coworker of mine who has like 20 chickens, and I'm telling her the story. She goes, "What you gotta do is you gotta like jump up and down and put your arms out and show it that you're the boss and that you're bigger than the egg." The last time he attacked me, I just.
I need help saving a pigeon. I didn't even ask questions. I just, okay.
Went into action.
She picks up gardening gloves for both of us, hands me gloves. I'm gloving up as I'm walking out. And there's a pigeon stuck in the fence, upside down by 1 foot, between two slats on the fence, bleeding with a broken leg. Yeah. Just flapping. You know, we didn't just start grabbing at her. We had a little quick conversation, kind of like ER. You know, like, well, how are we going to get this guy's head out of this tree? You know, you don't just start pulling. I was like, should we just break the slap? She's like, no, I don't think you need to. It might hurt it more. So I reach gently but firmly under its like kind of its shoulders over the limbs. Just held it. She pulled one of the slats on the fence toward her, nudged its leg up through the slat until it got away. And then I just set it down on the ground. We looked out there an hour later and flew away. And DJ says she has seen a one-footed pigeon before, so I think it can survive this.
Prognosis is good.